Right, in recent years, breaking centuries of tradition, girl choristers have begun singing in cathedral choirs. Now, the boys are usually recruited before their voices break, but girls are taken on in their early teens. Ely Cathedral's choir has girl choristers between the ages of 13 and 18, and they regularly sing at evensong and at special services throughout the year. Sarah, Ellie and Libby have all been talking to Henrietta Harrison as they prepare for a service at the cathedral. Here they are going through their daily routine.
Breakfast is 7:15 and then rehearsal 7:50 and then school starts at 8:45 and then on a Monday and Wednesday we have evensong.
It's a lot of rehearsal time and there is a lot to do, but it's definitely worth it.
It can get quite hard when you're coming up to exams and you're singing evensong until like 6:30. Then you have to wake up early. But that's probably the most challenging thing there is. There's nothing really else.
I personally really enjoy it. I don't have any problem with the routine at all, partly because it's just something I really enjoy doing. So I can't complain about it at all.
How many of you are there?
17. It can be hard at times. Because we're with the same amount of people all the time. But, on a whole, we all get on really, really well.
Okay, let's do that once more without any flatness and lots of energy. Here we go, 1, 2.
And when you're rehearsing for perhaps an important service, what is it that you're trying to perfect during that rehearsal process?
Trying to perfect all the notes and also get all the dynamics right and make it a really effective piece.
Sometimes I get nervous for a solo. It depends how big and how many people are there. If it's just like the Psalms, then you get a little bit nervous because you're singing by yourself and that can be nerve-wracking, but you kind of get used to it. But if it was a proper solo, then I get a little bit nervous, yeah.
That's why I'm doing this. They're all staring at you. You're going to have 150 people staring at you later, okay?
I do a bit, but I think as you get older, it becomes less and less nerve-wracking.
So what are you actually nervous about?
Starting on the wrong note, accidentally singing a wrong note, could lose your place.
Have you ever done that?
Yes.
The solo might not be especially long. It just might be maybe with the organ, or it's not just in steps, there's intervals and everything, or it's a key change, or there's going to be something different than singing with the choir.
And how do you calm your nerves? Do you have any sort of processes?
I just breathe in and out and swallow and just go for it.
What are we going to do there? I need this to be right. Am I going to give it to someone else, or are you going to get it right? Okay.
All of us are supportive. Sometimes there could be rivalry, but I wouldn't say a lot of it. If somebody gets something wrong, then everyone's like, oh, it's fine, don't worry. If you get it right, people are always congratulating you. And it's just a very nice environment.
But you might not think, I want that solo.
Of course, there's always a part of you that does think that, but you never show it.
How do you feel in comparison to the boys' choir?
They get called the cathedral choir and we get called the girls' cathedral choir. Because the boys were there first. I mean, we're quite recent and they've been there for centuries. And of course the girls' choirs around the world are just coming in. And people sometimes just associate you differently.
I'd say we're better.
Some of your fellow choristers have said that it feels like the boys' choir is the main choir and that you're sort of secondary.
Yeah, I think a lot of the time we're not classed as a cathedral choir. I think it's partly because we don't do as much, but because of our age and because of exams we have, GCSEs, A-levels and stuff, we don't have time to do as much. But yeah, we're definitely seen as a secondary choir.
Does that bother you?
Yeah. It definitely does.
What do you wear when you're singing in the cathedral?
We wear a school uniform under our cassocks and then a surplice and a medal.
Do you like what you wear?
Yeah.
I think it's quite good, yeah. I mean, compared to some other choirs. Well, we've seen some people who've had purple cassocks and, like, really short surplices, which are just quite funny.
I'm going to take you through the Leigh Clark's vestry to put down your surplices.
Can you tell me what you're going to be singing at the Christmas services and concerts?
We are doing Britain's Ceremony of Carols in the Leigh Chapel, which would be really good. Especially singing in a building such as Ely Cathedral, it's just an amazing experience. And it's just great.
That really adds to mm-hmm. the performance.
Definitely. I guess you get a bit anxious because you want to do well and you don't want to mess up anything. But no, I do find it exciting at the same time.
I don't know why I enjoy singing. I just do. I've always loved it. I've always sung since I can remember. I just love it.
Our thanks and a very happy Christmas to Ellie and to Libby and Sarah at Ely Cathedral. And the reporter was Henrietta Harrison.